WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. One of the many reviews that takes place following the end of the Texas legislative session is Texas Monthly Magazine's list of the 10 best and 10 worst lawmakers. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner was part of the latter.
Yeah, well, you know, Texas Monthly, the editors are entitled to their opinion, but I really think they should probably stick to grading barbecue.
And Schwertner says he was very pleased with some of the things, even if legislation wasn't passed. One example was that of restoring caps on college tuition.
I can tell you what I have done is raised the profile of the need to address higher education affordability to a level that it has not been in the last 10 years. And I will continue to fight for those middle-class families that want to achieve the dream of sending their child to college and obtaining that college education.
Schwertner says a home run session for Texas A&M included a bill establishing K-12 charter schools statewide, expanding authority A&M already has in Brazos County. There's a Brian tie to a Texas National Guard soldier who was killed during training at Fort Hood on Wednesday. Private First Class Juan Castro was a 19-year-old from San Antonio. He was based in Bryan with the 36th Infantry Division's 72nd Infantry Brigade Combat Team. He was among four soldiers in a Humvee that rolled during their two-week annual training period. The others sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Officials say circumstances into what led to the Humvee to roll remain under investigation. Gunfire reported to Bryan Police the Thursday before Memorial Day has resulted in an arrest for animal cruelty.
19-year-old Theopolis Nelson Jr. was arrested Wednesday for shooting a black dog in front of a home at William Joel Bryan in Preston. According to the arrest report, two neighbors reported hearing 4 to 6 shots from what turned out to be a .22 caliber long rifle. When officers asked what made him do it, Nelson said the dog came towards him. Nelson, who according to online court records is awaiting trial on an aggravated robbery charge from last year, is out of jail after posting bond. A Bryan woman who's been in Brazos County Jail for the last month and a half on a local theft charge is now being held for authorities in Matagorda County. Online jail records show 40-year-old Tammy Latham's accused of 8 counts of forgery and 4 possession of a controlled substance. We're waiting on a reply from the district attorney's office in Bay City for more information about the charges. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Another plea agreement with prosecutors results in a Bryan man sentenced to 7 years. 36-year-old Larry Kennedy admitted to beating his girlfriend and trying to push her off a balcony in Bryan last year. Kennedy has been in jail since January after he and a second man were caught by College Station police after they took landscape fencing from Eastmark Apartments. As we're nearing the halfway point of the year, the National Weather Service office in Houston has a summary of year-to-date rainfall. The infographic, which is on our Twitter feed, WTAW1620, shows College Station has had its 5th wettest year to date at nearly 32 inches, which is about 13 inches above average. The most rain in the region this year is Baytown at more than 56 inches, which is 32 above normal. WTAW News Time, it's going to be 7:10, 76 degrees. We'll have more news at 7:30 or at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Cherry Rufino team, whether you are a first-time home buyer or entering retirement, let us be part of your real estate dreams. Go to CherryRufino.com.
Okay, I think you can maybe celebrate not raining this weekend. You could do that by heading out to a Peach Creek Vineyards. Nestled out in the Peach Creek community, south of College Station, this is a unique Texas winery and vineyard. They have more than a dozen different wines for you to choose from. Ruby Red, which is like a dessert in a glass, liquid Tootsie Roll is what they call it. Lenore grapes that are grown right there at Peach Creek Vineyards brings you their Tesoro Rojo. And they have, as the weather heats up, like if we're going to be at 90-ish this weekend, they have a neat deal during the summer. It's the Frappe Vino machine, so you can have a wine slushy. The slushy itself does not have any flavor to it, so what you do is you flavor it with the wine of your choice. If you have somebody who's a wine person, you know, in addition to obviously to bottles of wine that you can purchase there, they've got a gift shop that has all sorts of wine-centric items, too, that are kind of fun. And they also have live music here during the summer, so find out about that by going to their website, which is peachcreekvineyards.com, and you can also follow them on Facebook. And in addition to all of that, Peach Creek Vineyards is the Brazos Valley distributor for Lone Star Olive Ranch. That's Texas grown and produced extra virgin olive oil. So lots of reasons for you to stop in and see him. Go visit. Again, be a nice weekend to be able to tour the vineyard and enjoy a glass or a bottle of wine. That's peachcreekvineyards.com.
Weekend scrimmage leaves your ankle throbbing. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Express Care at South College Station is open weekends, nights, and holidays. You don't need an appointment. And we have lab and x-ray on site for faster results. St. Joseph Express Care is part of the convenient, quality care available at South College Station. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
I will not drive anything else but a Honda. I will always stick with Hondas.
I like the reliability and I love the resale value that they hold.
My whole family loves it. My kids were excited when we decided to get another Honda Pilot.
What do these Central Texans all have in common? They don't have Honda envy.
I'll probably never drive anything but a Honda. I've loved every Honda I've ever had. In fact, we're about to get our daughter her first Honda.
Honda is such a good brand for students because they all have good gas mileage, so you're saving money every single week. I definitely am.
The gas mileage on my car is awesome. It saves me so much money with my new Honda Accord. I feel safe in this vehicle. My children love it, and this is my fifth Honda. I'm going to keep coming back.
Solve your Honda envy and start something special with incredible savings on a Honda today. Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers. CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
Nothing
beats my Honda.
My Honda.
Our Honda.
Texas loves Honda.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Cellucor Field.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit, the new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
7:14. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Low cloudiness and patchy fog will give way to sunshine today. We'll find our temperatures up to about 90 degrees. There could be an isolated storm through the afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 75. Tomorrow, clouds and breaks of sunshine. Maybe a shower in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy through tomorrow night, 75. Occasional sunshine developing during the day Sunday, highs for Father's Day 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit and go back and look at John David Crow's passing after quite a life. We've also got Southeastern Conference giving out some really neat awards to the A&M basketball team for helping out people that really at the time needed some help. And a very strange balk-off. Not walk-off win for the L.A. Dodgers. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you coming up at about 7:50.
So we were talking yesterday about the $10 bill and how it's going to change, you know. They're going to put a woman on the $10 bill. And there's been a little bit of confusion when it came to that as to whether or not the Alexander Hamilton $10 bill goes away, or if it'll still be there, or will they be on the bill together? And we were discussing during that yesterday, I contend that there are not nearly as many $10 bills in circulation as there are $20 bills. I mean, you know, so 20s are used more often, so Andrew Jackson still stays on the 20. And the lady would be on the bill, which we don't handle as much. And I found this story that said, it's from The Atlantic, and as it was dated November of 2012, and it said that $100 bills make up 80% of all U.S. currency.
$100 bills?
$100 bills. Okay? Economists acknowledge that at face value, the proliferation of hundreds doesn't seem to make sense. Writing about the growth of the cash supply as well as the predominance of $100 bills back in 2010, Edward Feig, who is an economist, wrote the numbers. He said, imply that the average American bulging wallet holds 91 pieces of U.S. paper currency consisting of 31 $1 bills, 7 5s, 5 10s, 21 20s, 4 50s, and 23 $100 bills. Few of us will recognize ourselves as the average citizen. Clearly, these amounts of currency are not normally necessary for those of us simply wishing to make payments when neither a credit card or a debit card or a check would be acceptable or convenient to use. Yeah, we don't walk around with 91 pieces of currency in our wallet, that's for sure.
No.
But anyway, I find that to be fascinating that at least that those were the numbers that they were able to present to us, that 80% would be $100 bills. I'll find that story on the 10 a little bit later on this morning. In the meantime, we were doing politics, and we got sidetracked over to Charleston, South Carolina, and the tragedy there, and did not report that Rand Paul, who is running for president, has introduced a plan to gut the current U.S. tax code replace it with a 14.5% flat tax, insisting such a plan would be more fair for average taxpayers and, his words, turbocharge the economy. Under his plan, taxpayers would get to keep the deductions for their home mortgage interest and charitable deductions. Sadly, since interest rates have been so low for so long, the mortgage write-off is not nearly as important as it used to be. But again, the charitable deductions thing is really important. But his plan would eliminate payroll taxes. Folks, do you look at that pay stub you get? Because that's enough to gnarl you right there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm making how much and I'm bringing home how much or how little? Yeah. So it would do away with that. And the first $50,000 of a family of four's income would be exempt from taxes. How about it? Here's the deal, though. We don't have to elect Rand Paul to have that. I mean, good luck and all that kind of stuff, but we could still have that, okay? We could still have that happen.
I'd like to hear some studies on what it would do to revenue, that's the important thing is revenue.
Well, and of course, many times, that's a flat tax. Many times we discussed fair tax, and, you know, Bortz would talk about it every
love
day.
Love fair tax.
And the fair tax really is. It's a little more complicated. And U.S. Americans don't pay attention.
I would say esoteric.
Yeah,
it's actually quite simple.
Okay, you're right. It is esoteric.
But I studied it for many years.
Right, and that's it. Is you see all those little nuances and the little nooks and crannies, and that's the problem. Is any law has to be an elevator conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
got to be able to explain it in the time it takes for you to get from there to there in the elevator, or else people lose interest and they won't do it. That's why I love this radio station. Our listeners listen longer than that. They understand it.
At least a little longer.
I'd really like to see just kind of how it all plays out and what people do think about it.
Well, again, if you give
people... I like the idea of a one-sheet tax return.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of that would be like, wonderful. And of course, more people could get audited that way, too. I mean, so there, if you want to look at that. All right, here's that story that we had. U.S. Treasury's decision to add a woman to the $10 bill has drawn applause, but also sadness from the fans of the country's first Secretary of Treasury, that'd be Alexander Hamilton. Speculation spread that half of the $10 bills would feature Hamilton or that he would be facing a woman. But in fact, Hamilton will actually likely be nearly invisible. Mashable.com reports the options for keeping Hamilton on the 10 would require either a bright light or a magnifying glass. One option is to keep a watermark of Hamilton. That way that helps on the counterfeiting side. The other option is to point people to the Treasury building, pictured on the $10 bill, and a statue of Alexander Hamilton stands in front of the building, so that means he would still be on the $10 bill, but he's 2 pixels high. So.
Leading feminists to say, even still, a woman can't do it without the help
there,
of a man.
See, there you are. Exactly. And speaking of rumors, 2 months after the initial launch of the Apple Watch, sources have revealed that Apple's plans for the 2016 release of the second generation According to the multiple sources familiar with their plans, the Apple Watch 2 planned to have a video camera for FaceTime. Better battery life and more independence from the iPhone.
Well, it's officially a Dick Tracy watch now.
Yep, really.
That's a perfect explanation, actually.
We got there. We got there. So we'll see. Listerine financed a poll that asked, what's the most embarrassing thing that can happen on a first date? Among teens and young adults, of course, bad breath apparently was the most embarrassing thing.
Oh, how convenient.
Strange how that works out.
Yeah, how do you think they asked that question? Hi, do you think that bad breath is the most embarrassing thing on a first date?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, look at that. Yeah, okay. All right, now it says here, it's 722. It says here, and I cannot imagine, there's a fundraiser on Indiegogo to create a printed edition of Wikipedia. Over 1 million pages, more than 4 million articles by 20 million volunteers. The 1,000-volume printed Wikipedia would then be used for a touring exhibition.
I want to see the forest that gets taken out just for this project.
See, exactly. This will never happen. This cannot happen. This cannot happen.
I mean, the toner fumes alone would probably get a city block high.
I'm just, well, again. Well, and it's 1,000 volumes today. And then tomorrow it'll be 1,000 volumes in 6 pages. And then 1,000, you know.
I found a misspelling.
Yeah.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
The Cherry Rufino team, buy or sell with me and use my moving van for free. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
For over 33 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 14 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley for over 33 years.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange buys, sells, and trades jewelry, diamonds, Rolex watches, gold and silver bullion, and collectible coins. The service and selection are second to none, and they offer the most for your precious gems and metals in any quantity, large or small. Go buy for your no-obligation quote. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver bullion, you'll find the best prices and information at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center next to Harry's in the Stack.
Good morning, 725. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. About a 20% chance of showers today. High will be near 90. Low temperature tonight around 74 or so. And we'll have a 20% chance of rain on Saturday. Then get this. No mention of rain in the forecast on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. And looking on Wednesday either. So there. High each day probably will be right around 90, which is not bad as we have the summer solstice coming up. And mid-70s for our low temperature. Right now, winds are out of the south at 5, 94% relative humidity, and we've got 77.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you.
Our 5 locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital and College Station. From our 5 clinic locations to our hours and services, that's healthcare designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The Gresham-Barlow School District near Portland spends $100,000 a year on a conference called Coaching for Educational Equity. It's mandatory for all administrators. Teachers are given the choice to attend or not. Now, recently, some materials used at the conference have come to light. They include a manual that says the following: many white people in Oregon have no idea that our schools and state are immersed in white culture and are uncomfortable and harmful to our students of color, while also reinforcing the dominant nature of white culture in our white students and families. The document goes on to define some of the values of the white culture. They include promoting independence, self-expression, personal choice, individual thinking, and achievement, which I guess we have to assume makes students of color uncomfortable. The school administrators and the teachers are instructed to stop blaming students when they don't meet standards. Instead, they should examine their own beliefs and practices. They should also stop trying to control and discipline students and instead change school practices that alienate students and lead to disruptions. And they should stop calling students who drop out of school dropouts. Instead, they should call them pushouts, because they've been pushed out of school by the white culture. I'm not kidding. Now, this ridiculous agenda is a perfect example of the soft bigotry of low expectations that minority children face every day from liberals. It's why so many of them leave school unequipped to succeed in life.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, last month something really special happened on the show. As part of Mahindra Tractor's Military Appreciation Program, they gave a brand new tractor to one very deserving listener who had served our country. This month, my friends at Mahindra Tractors are serving you with special Dealer Days savings. How special? Well, how about nearly $5,000 cash back when you combine Power Package savings and the Mahindra Pride Program? Or enjoy zero interest for an incredible 84 months. And don't forget Mahindra's 5-year warranty. So get the savings you deserve and care for the land that you love with the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Of the 14 cities where rainfall is monitored by the National Weather Service in Houston, all but one is having a top 10 year for rainfall. College Station is having its 5th wettest year to date at nearly 32 inches. 6 cities are having a record year so far, including Brenham, Madisonville, and Huntsville. Topping the region with the most rainfall is Baytown at more than 56 inches, which is almost 32 inches above normal. Liberty and Huntsville are the next at more than 44 inches. The list, in the form of an infographic from the Weather Service, is on our Twitter feed at WTAW1620. A highlight for state lawmakers representing Brazos County during the recently completed legislative session involving Texas A&M, Senator Charles Schwertner says one of the items contributing to a home-run session was expanding the university's authority to create K-12 charter schools anywhere in the state.
I think having higher education involved in public education, primary education, I mean, is a good idea. And school choice is important to me, I think important to a lot of families and that want to see the best education for their children. And if they want the option of having a charter school, why not have a charter school that's actually A&M branded and it kind of has the philosophy of Texas A&M?
Earlier this week, Texas Monthly Magazine named Schwertner to its list of worst legislators. The senator's response to the editors, quote, should probably stick to grading barbecue.
You know, being a very strong conservative and leader, maybe they don't see eye to eye with some of my endeavors. But, you know, I'm there to serve the people of Senate District 5 and, you know, the citizens of Texas and not necessarily make the best or worst list of Texas Monthly.
Schwertner says while his bill calling for restoring caps on college tuition didn't pass, he raised the profile of that issue, and it will be discussed during the interim period before the next session. A Bryan man is headed to prison for the third time after his attempt to drive away from an arrest for a parole violation ended when his expedition struck a Tahoe driven by a Bryan policeman. 29-year-old DeChristopher Harrison pleaded guilty to evading arrest and child endangerment. The latter charge involved his 6-year-old son riding in the front seat as Harrison was going 40 miles an hour in reverse. The impact of the collision caused the airbag to deploy in the police SUV. No one was hurt. Due to prior convictions, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office says Harrison will have to serve at least 15 years. Prosecutors reached a plea agreement with another Bryan man who had been arrested 9 times in the last 2.5 years. A prison sentence of 7 years was given to 36-year-old Larry Kennedy, in part for beating his girlfriend and trying to push her off a balcony. The victim received hospital treatment for her injuries during the assault in Bryan in February of last year. Kennedy also admitted to 3 misdemeanor thefts, the most recent being in January when he and a second man were caught by College Station police taking 15 pieces of landscape fencing from Eastmark Apartments. A Bryan man awaiting trial in an armed robbery from last year is now accused of shooting a dog in front of his house.
19-year-old Theopolis Nelson Jr. was arrested Wednesday on a charge of animal cruelty that took place the Thursday before Memorial Day in front of his house on William Joe Bryan, 2 blocks east of Texas. According to the arrest report, Nelson told officers he shot a black dog with a .22 caliber long rifle because it came towards him. 2 witnesses reported hearing 4 to 6 shots, then saw Nelson walking away from the dog. At the time of the shooting, Nelson was out on bond from a January 2014 armed robbery near the College Station post office, where he's accused of being the getaway driver. Bryan police responding to a disturbance Wednesday evening outside the Kroger store on Boonville Road resulted in an arrest for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. 29-year-old Chanda Craig's accused of using her car to strike her estranged boyfriend's car while they were both driving on Boonville in front of the store and again in the parking lot. Officers arrived to see Craig trapping the man between her car and a light pole. And the arrest report noted a history of police dealing with disturbances and allegations of family violence between the two. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
2 people were taken to the hospital yesterday afternoon to be treated for injuries not believed to be life-threatening after a car drove into a Bryan business. Police say the driver of the car was parking her vehicle when she accelerated and drove into Extreme Hair Design, located on Briarcrest between 29th and Broadmoor. 1 of 2 employees were struck by the car and glass. She was taken to St. Joseph's along with the driver. A Texas National Guard soldier based in Bryan was killed Wednesday while training at Fort Hood. Private First Class Juan Castro was 1 of 4 soldiers involved in a Humvee rollover during their annual 2-week training period. The others sustained non-life-threatening injuries. What led the Humvee to roll remains under investigation. Castro, who was 19 and from San Antonio, was assigned to the 36th Infantry Division's 72nd Infantry Combat Team. It's about freedom, not the fries, so says new Texas Agricultural Commissioner Sid Miller, who announced on yesterday that the state would repeal a decade-old ban on deep fryers in public school kitchens. The Republican says government mandates have failed to make kids healthier in Texas. The fight will continue by supporters of getting a Texas license plate bearing the Confederate battle flag. After yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court ruling, the state commander of the Sons of the Confederate Veterans, Gary Bray, says they'll come up with a design without the divisive battle flag symbol.
We're heritage organization, and we can't appeal, but we can come back with a different design. So we probably will pursue that avenue.
Bray says Texas cannot ignore the state history of voting to join the Confederacy, adding those soldiers should be honored for their service. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealEstate.com. They employ only the top of the line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready. And you can start the process by going, again, to ZARealEstate.com.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group. Jason, tell me your story a little bit.
Well, Gabe, I was given a work ethic very early by my parents. I'm very blessed to have good parents. My wife is in the same situation. I was raised in the insurance business. My mom and my wife's mother were both retired teachers. Her dad's a football coach. And basically, we just learned how to work early. Went to work growing the insurance agency, and really with good people. I believe the key to growing a business is having good people. And then, of course, also, I'm blessed to have a wonderful family. My wife and I, we've been blessed to be married 20 years. We have four wonderful kids. As you know, my oldest is big into basketball. He'll be a senior next year. My youngest, who's coming out of the eighth grade, is also into basketball. And two girls, one's involved in soccer. And so just very involved with family and church and community, and that's kind of how we've approached life and how we've grown our business.
Find yourself a good insurance agent. Stop by and have a face-to-face conversation with Jason Rollo of Rollo Insurance Group, University Drive East across from Veterans Park. Go to RolloInsurance.com. It's two L's, RolloInsurance.com.
Coming up on 740, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Go to PeachCreekVineyards.com.
The widespread rains the last several days are over. We deal with the leftover moisture, though, in the form of low cloudiness this morning. Eventually, some sun will break through. Could see a late-day storm, highs near 90, partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 75. Tomorrow, clouds, a little bit of sunshine, maybe a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, partly mostly cloudy, 75. Sunshine will develop at times during the day on Sunday, highs close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Relationship, and we also developed a deep friendship.
That's R.C. Slocum speaking about John David Crow. We'll have more on the passing of John David Crow. A neat award by A&M for helping out another team in some need. We'll have more on that, plus baseball from the College World Series and more in sports here in about 10 minutes.
There you go, the hula hoop, 57 years old today.
Hey, woo! All right. Yeah,
this is the day that its inventors sought a trademark for the little hollow plastic tube that launched a pop culture craze. Richard Neer and Arthur Spud Mellon based their creation on a similar toy that Australian school children seemed to enjoy. The rest is history. Within a year, their Whammo company, they're the Whammo guys, had sold 100 million hula hoops. You know how much they cost?
Back then?
$1.98.
Whoa.
$1.98.
For a nickel's worth of plastic and and some sand.
An extruder, that's right. That's more than one hoop for every two Americans. And I forget, I'll have to go look it up, the people or the company that brought the hula hoop to Great Britain ended up being a big company, too.
Oh, I'll bet.
I'll have to look that up.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Also on this date, you forgot a hula hoop fact.
Oh, what's that?
Without it, the Hudsucker Proxy would not be possible.
Absolutely, kids.
Good point. Good point. Atlanta outlawed the amusement device, the pinball machine.
Oh, too much gambling.
Yes, if these people had been around to see what we got now. Woo, my goodness. And also, it's a sad day because the world's first toilet-trained elephant died on this date in 1996.
Catastrophic.
Just saying. I mean, think about that.
I just stumbled across the undeniable worst places to live in Texas.
Really?
According to a website called Homesnacks.
Who is Homesnacks?
I don't know. It's just a website that I found.
How many we got on the list?
10.
Okay.
Huntsville, Freeport.
Slower. Just slow down.
Number 10 is
Slow down. You sound like a rock and roll disc jockey. All right. Huntsville is number 10?
Number 10.
I want to tell you, we used to drive to Huntsville from Bryan College Station because it was better than being here. That's a long time ago.
Freeport is
No,
number.
I'm not really. It's true.
Was that the big city?
Yeah. No. It wasn't the big city. It's just, anyway.
Yeah. Freeport is number 9. Weslaco is 8.
Yeah.
Galveston, 7.
Yeah. You know, I think about it from a business standpoint. Being in business in Galveston, dangerous and expensive, you know? I mean, insurance has got to be just through the roof.
Feast or famine.
Yeah, really.
Number 6, I think no one will argue with. Vider.
All right, so I'll tell you my Vider story, because I used to work at a radio station in Beaumont, and they explained, you know, there are no black people in Vider. I went, what? Are you kidding me? And we went and played them in basketball and football, and I mean, it's, yeah. Mm-hmm. In addition, I mean, there, if you get a new awning on your mobile home, it's a major project.
To give it perspective, there are a couple country stars that are from Vider.
Yeah, there are.
That say they're from Beaumont.
Yeah. Well, actually, George Jones was from Saginaw. He wasn't from,
Clay
Vider,
Walker, but, I believe, is from Vider.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead.
Mercedes is 5. Tom Ball is 4. Number 3 is Donna. Number 2 is Port Arthur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is there a number 1? I can't imagine. Okay, go ahead.
Jacksonville.
I mean, man, I'll tell you what. After you get by Port Arthur,
To be real honest, I'd put Temple in there.
It all depends. Yeah, well, now.
I just hate it.
Yeah,
I've never been so uncomfortable living in a place. I just never liked it.
My situation was better, but that's because I was doing something different over there. But, yeah.
As I'm digging around, you want to know any others?
No, that's enough. Thanks. You know how we remember how Tom Ball got his name? His name for a guy named Thomas Ball, which makes sense.
Conroe's 20.
Really?
Yep.
Where are these people based? I mean, I can't imagine. I got Port Arthur. I'm down with that. Okay.
They're not all wrong.
Did they mention Bridge City? Because Bridge City actually makes Port Arthur look like paradise.
I don't know. I'll look at the whole list. Hang on.
All right. Anyway.
Bridge City.
Yeah. Not there, huh? All right. Father's Day's coming up. You ready? Got your gift for you. Got your gift for you for Father's Day. You can have a crater on Mars named after your dad. Yeah. Buy yourself a Mars crater. It's a company called Unwing You. It's selling the right to name 580,000 indentions on the surface of Mars. The prices range from $5 $5 for a little crater to hundreds for a big hole. The CEO, who's named Alan Stern, says this is an out-of-the-world way to honor Dad. Now, here's the deal, though. The names are not yet officially recognized by the International Astronomical Union. Is that the one who you can name a star
I
after?
I believe that is correct,
well,
yes, sir.
Good. But anyway, they're going to print a people's map of Mars that will go into the Lunar One lander. which leaves Earth on 2020, so you got some time. However, it might take a while with craters with names like that. This is the name of the crater. Super Sexy Walrus Wildebeest Peacock Bearcatosaurus Rex.
Uh-huh.
It's named for the creator's favorite things. And LOL You Mad Bro. That's another crater that's out there.
So they have a pretty neat interface. They've got a little draggable map. You can hover over it, and it'll tell you the price of a crater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm looking at $1,000. Name me.
Oh.
$50, $10. I'm just wondering, the first time we colonize it and some astronaut goes out there and relieves himself in your crater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
In my book, The Good Dad, I spent a few pages talking about one of the most important aspects of fatherhood, being there for your children. That's a lesson many men still need to learn, but I'm happy to say there are a lot of dads who do it well. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When you get right down to it, children don't expect dads to be perfect. They just want us to be present. In order to walk with them through the trenches of everyday life and to be a guiding influence, we have to be physically and emotionally available. On Father's Day, men are used to hearing messages telling them to step up and to be involved in their children's lives. And that's an important reminder for us all, and a message that's sorely needed in today's culture. But I also know there are plenty of good men out there doing the right thing. They're strapping babies into car seats and checking in on that toddler who's a little too quiet. They're fixing leaky toilets, helping with the dishes, and going to work every day to provide for their families. Sadly, these men often don't get the recognition and encouragement they deserve. So on the eve of Father's Day weekend, I want to say this to dads everywhere. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing to benefit your family. What you do matters, so stay the course. More than ever, our culture needs you, and God sees what you do. Happy Father's Day. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the season that dreams are made of. The stars have aligned for a positively enchanting new Opus season. The main stage lineup features Beauty and the Beast, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, Million Dollar Quartet, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Disney in Concert, magical music from the movies, and an opening night concert starring Voice Play, sponsored by Allstate. Season and single tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
Howdy, I'm Stacy Paulson with BCR Realtors with your tip of the day. If you have seen the large number of sold signs around town, you'll know that the Bryan College Station real estate market is hot right now. Our clients are seeing multiple offers in short amounts of time. As a buyer, one thing that you can do to put your offer ahead of the pack is to obtain a solid pre-qualification letter. Pre-qualification letters let the sellers know that your offer is serious and that your lending situation is secure. Many times, sellers require a pre-qualification letter before even considering an offer. In a multiple offer scenario, having a pre-qualification letter from a local or reputable lender can mean the difference between getting the contract or starting your home search over again. Call BCR Realtors today at 979-694-8844. And don't forget to ask for me, Stacy Paulson, the BCR Realtor of the Year.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It is 7:51. Texas A&M's first Heisman Trophy winner back in 1957, John David Crow, passed away at the age of 79. He was Coach Paul Bear Bryant's only Heisman winner. Crow went on to play 11 seasons in the NFL, going to four Pro Bowls and rushing for over 1,000 yards twice. Following his playing career, Crow went on to several coaching positions, both professional and collegiate, as well as administrative with the A&M Athletic Department. He served as the assistant athletic director from 83 to 88 before becoming the head AD back in 1988. His first hire, R.C. Slocum, as a new head football coach.
We had a great working relationship, and we also developed a deep friendship out of that and have remained close friends, and I had some of the most enjoyable days of my life I've spent with John David Crow. He was someone that I had great admiration for, respect for. He was a totally honest guy that when he told you something, you could count on it. You didn't have to try to figure out what he really meant. He was always just straightforward, and he was someone you knew you could count on.
Following Crow's resignation in 93, he stayed on as a fundraiser with the university until 2001. On now to something a little more heartwarming. A&M men's basketball team and support staff have earned the SEC Men's Sportsmanship Award for compassion that they displayed when the father of an Auburn basketball player passed away the day of the game. On February the 27th, A&M equipment manager Matt Watson added black ribbons for the Tigers' road jerseys to honor Mason's father, and the Aggies held a moment of silence prior to the tip-off at Reed Arena. SEC offices announced game times and network designations for the first 3 weeks of the college football season. A&M will tackle Arizona State in the kickoff game at 6 p.m. Saturday, September the 5th from NRG Stadium in Houston. This will be the first ever meeting between the two schools. It's also the first time that A&M's ever played Ball State. That's the first home game of the year, September the 12th, in the newly redeveloped Kyle Field. That one's a 6 o'clock kick, too. On September the 19th, things start a little earlier against Nevada at Kyle Field. They'll kick it off at 11 a.m. The Brazos Valley Bombers win four in a row, hold the league's best record, and had to work hard to get it. They had four runs in the eighth and then stormed back in the tenth to get a 6-5 win over the McKinney Marshals. It's the Bombers and the Marshals again tonight at Soilier Cora Field. They'll start things off at 7 o'clock. Dustin Johnson and Henrik Stenson open with 5-under-65s and share a one-stroke lead over Patrick Reed heading into the second round of the U.S. Open at Chambers Bay. Amateur Brian Campbell finds himself in a three-way tie for fourth with Matt Kuchar and Ben Martin, one stroke better than Masters champ Jordan Spieth and six others. As for Tiger Woods,
with what's left for Tiger Woods, he has this to shoot 80. The fourth highest score in his professional career, 80.
That 80 included eight bogeys and a triple bogey. In the NFL, Dez Bryant was with the Dallas Cowboy teammates for the last day of their minicamp. The wide receiver didn't practice, however, since he has still not signed his franchise tender that would guarantee him $12.8 million this season. It's not the money, it's the length of the contract. And here's Tony Romo, the Cowboys quarterback, on Dez Bryant.
He would like to sign a long-term contract, and I think the team would obviously like that as well. Like any contract that happens in the National Football League, it's just part of the way that it happens. You just, both sides have certain things that they want, and they try and fight for it, and then they end up finishing somewhere.
Bryant said he's willing to skip the regular season games if he doesn't get a long-term deal. And in a very strange turn of events in Los Angeles during a baseball game,
PK running down the line and hold everything the kid bought. Holy mackerel, the Dodgers get a run on a ball, and the Dodgers steal one. 1-0.
Dodgers pinch runner Kiki Hernandez scored on a two-out balk by Rangers rookie reliever Keona Kaley to give the Los Angeles Dodgers a 1-0 victory over Texas. Texas Rangers head to Chi-Town for the Sox at 7:10. That game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. Preston Tucker homered and drove in three runs as the Houston Bats stayed hot to beat the Colorado Rockies 8-4 for their fifth straight win. Houston will head to Seattle tonight, and they'll join that game in progress on the Zone. In the College World Series, Trey Treacle pitched 4 1/3 innings of no-hit relief, and TCU beat LSU 8-4 in the elimination game. The Horned Frogs will play Vandy on Friday night. TCU would have to get two in a row to knock off the Commodores to advance to next week's best-of-three finals. And finally, the St. Louis Cardinals chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. is blaming, quote, rogue behavior on the team's involvement in the alleged hacking of the Houston Astros player personnel database. DeWitt says the team was still investigating the matter, however. DeWitt went on to say he had, quote, no knowledge of the hacking before being informed by FBI investigators earlier this year. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, and free online banking. So if you're facing a change in your bank, why not change for the better? Prosperity's the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at just $5 at Cellucor Field.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our five locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital in College Station. From our five clinic locations to our hours and services,